what's been happening in Cambodia? What's been going on with the ecclesias there?
Ecclesias are really going good now because during the pandemic, it's light, you know, like people started doing online and a lot of other things which could have caused a bit of change. But mm-hmm. now it's really nice. Everyone started coming back and the meetings are happening one-on-one and people are meeting together, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many ecclesias are there?
So officially it's 3, but I would say 5 because there are other meetings too mm-hmm. with the groups. So Phnom Penh, Sinoquil, Siem Reap, and in the farm, there is a small meeting happening every week in the farm too.
Okay.
Because there are 4 or 5 brothers and sisters there. So I would consider that as a meeting too. And Trepang Prasat is a place where there is a group that's meeting along with Siem Reap once in a month. And then they have a separate Bible basics class and things happening there.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Where are you based?
I am based in Phnom Penh.
Okay.
But we started with a few Eng brothers here. We started to visit the other parts as well. So now as 2, like every month, 2 brothers, we go elsewhere, like to Sinoquil, 2 of us, and 2 of us go to Siem Reap once in a month. So it's more of like even the local brothers join us, the Eng people, and then we do it together.
Yeah. What's the journey like for someone who's never been to Cambodia from Phnom Penh to Sinakula? How do you get there?
It's very comfortable. Like there is a good bus. There are good buses and the freeways are really good. It takes you 3 hours. So it's really a comfortable journey there if you're in a good bus.
That's
and
nice.
Just 3 hours to Sinakula.
Yeah.
And the transportation in Cambodia is really better because I'm coming from India, so it's better here.
The buses are better because the trains aren't better.
No, the tourist buses are better. Like if you're going very cheap, if you want to don't take the freeway, then it's a bit congested. You have to take that, but it's better. I did a couple of hitchhikes here too. It was really safe and nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
And when did you come to Cambodia? Have you been on this, when did you come on this trip and have you been to Cambodia before?
This trip I came on January.
Mm-hmm.
Before this, I was here for the Bible School 2019 and the P2P because we were doing a P2P in India 2020, but which we got to do it online because of the pandemic. So that's why I came here to see about the P2P. Before that, I was here 2018.
Mm. So you've been to Cambodia a couple times before this.
Yes.
So what was it that drew you to Cambodia? Like, why did you come to Cambodia in January?
The preaching freedom here. It has a good amount of preaching freedom and the need of preaching. And I feel like since I'm an Asian, I'm from India, and it's a bit, I feel that the similarities between language and similarities between culture are the same set of idol worships we have. So I thought, yeah, Cambodia is a good go because the past they had all most of the religions coming from India, like Buddhism or Hinduism and other things. So then I thought, okay, I should be also going to preach the truth now in Cambodia. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me about, you said the same idols. So explain to people who live in countries where there's not that many idols, like explain that. Why is Cambodia easy to preach in? Because coming from India?
So in India, we don't have this preaching freedom. People are not really keen and due to the other laws of preaching and things. But here, I feel like people are listening. People are more happy to listen.
Okay.
And even random person in a cafe, if you meet and if you ask them to talk about Bible, they're still keen. And I like the fact people are hearing and they're very open-minded and listening to new ideas and new things, which supports me. And I also strongly feel this country has been going through lots in the past. Has been gone through a lot. So there is need of Christ and the gospel
in Cambodia.
In Cambodia, I feel, yeah.
Mm. So you think in India people don't want to hear about religion, or do you think is there like laws, or
people want to hear, but currently it causes a lot of tension when it comes under conversion or a lot of other things.
Like, so there's political problems, you mean, or?
Yeah.
Hmm. What are the challenges in Cambodia? Like, what's the hard parts of being in Cambodia?
Not really. Oh, nothing much, but the timings. So same in India as well. Like we have this thing called Indian stretchable time. I don't call it Indian standard time. Like we sometimes feel, okay, let's take a bit, you know, like if it's 10, it could be 10:05 or 10:10. So the timing, I understand it's because of we were more of tropical weather and farming and things. So we were just, if there is more sun, we were like, okay, let's not work today and let's wait till the sun goes down. So the timings, like we won't be maintaining right time, maybe. That could be one challenge. And apart from that, nothing. Yeah, I don't have any other challenges.
There's no problems.
It's fun, yeah. Mm. Super fun country.
What's so fun about it?
People are so happy. Mm. More colorful. They're more welcoming. And yeah, they're very friendly. Even if it's a stranger, the brothers and sisters, or the dormers, or anyone, they're more inclusive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and yeah, you never feel like you're a person from a different country here. Huh? They're more inclusive.
Mm.
Yeah.
Could you explain the dorm for someone who's never heard of it before?
Sorry?
Could you explain like what the dorm is like for someone maybe who's never heard
of
it?
Yeah. So the dorms are, we have a lot of young people from the countryside who comes to the city. In terms of searching for education. So when they come here, they won't have a safe places here and things. So the dorms support, and dorms have brothers and sisters who manage it too, as living there and volunteering them. So they also teach a lot of Bible to them. So we have classes in the dorm. And we have a lot of brothers and sisters from the dorm in the past. And even now we are having baptism classes there. So yes, so dorms is a place for the young people to stay for a while and then study Bible and study English here. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I think it's been open for almost 15 years, I think. At least maybe if not more. So that the dorms are in Phnom Penh, right?
The dorms are in Phnom Penh, yeah. Right. There are two dorms, like the girl dorm and the boy dorm, yeah.
Girl dorm, boy dorm, right. How far away are they?
From the BC, they're 10 minutes away.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what's happening at, like, in Sihanoukville, there's another project. What's being built there?
The BC.
Okay.
The BC is being built there. Like, it's... just the first floor, they have a little bit of electrical works to be done.
Right.
But yeah, Sihanoukville is it's an ecclesia. It's more like a family ecclesia. And yeah, we have some context now, hopefully, in Sihanoukville. Like, it's like a multilingual ecclesia, I see. Like, we have a couple of friends from Pakistan who has been studying in Sihanoukville for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're starting the baptism classes now, hopefully.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what language do they speak? Farsi?
In Pakistan, they speak Urdu and Hindi.
Urdu. Okay, Urdu and Hindi.
So
okay.
We can easily talk. And he speaks good English. He's a teacher in Cambodia. So he's been living here for a long time.
Hmm.
The context of Brother Savi in Sihanoukville, yeah.
Okay. So you're, but like we've already said, you're from India. Can you tell a little bit for someone who's never heard before, tell a little bit about where you grew up.
Yeah. So I grew up in the south of India. My mom was the one who came into the truth first. So yeah, she used to chase away the Christadelphians when they come, because she was a missionary with YWCA, Christian some youth movement for Christian something. Okay. So whenever the Christadelphians come to preach her, she used to chase them away. And one day then, when she learned everything, and she started, okay, this is the truth. And then she was baptized. And so mostly I grew up in an isolated ecclesia, like just my mom and me, because all my mom's father and uncle were pastors. So mm-hmm. They were Pentecostal pastors. They were not happy with her. And then my granny became Christadelphian. So my grandfather and my granny doesn't talk anymore, because he's running a church and it's life breadwinning and lives. Then my granny is like an obstacle, telling, hey, no, there is no tongues, there is no Jesus, it's not God and everything. So yeah, that created a family chaos with them. And then they were living alone. And then my mom was running the Christadelphian organization for blinds there, so for visually impaired.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was growing up there, and we had a lot of encouragements from ecclesias like Bangalore and Tim Galbraith from Hyderabad.
Where did you grow up in India? What state was it?
Tamil Nadu.
Right, okay.
Tamil Nadu. Yeah. So then we started, the ecclesia started growing up. We had a lot of, but the ecclesias I grew up was more of differently abled and, more of sign language, like deaf and dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then Edith Holm came up. So after Edith Holm, I started growing up in Edith Holm, supporting mom and everyone.
Okay.
So Edith Holm is an elderly care home and a children home supported by the Agape in Actions and run by my mom. So,
okay.
So that's a small home ecclesia with elderly people and and kids. So that's where I grew up, and we have been doing our mission work there with a lot of Sunday schools and things. Yeah.
So what was it that drew you to Cambodia from India? Like, why not just stay in India and do the work there?
Yeah, I've been, I was doing a couple of mission works in India, but I've been to Cambodia before. So I know, it's a thing. And India was more of a comfort zone for me. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. when you're in your comfort zone, you don't really preach much or, it can drive away from your own for your own faith and own spirituality, as well. It might drive you away when you're in comfort zone. So I feel, let me put myself in a different zone. Like, God took out Abraham and a lot of other people from their own city.
Yes.
Yeah. So I saw, okay, let me try to do it. And
Yeah, it's a good, it is true. Sometimes it's good to challenge yourself in a different place.
Yeah.
Right. What have you learned so far? What have you learned as a, in your spiritual walk? What has Cambodia taught you?
Lots. Humbleness, meekness. I learned I should be more meek. Recent days we were talking about meekness, and I realized, that's the part I need to work on more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is it that has taught you humbleness?
Sorry?
What's taught you humbleness? What's taught you humility?
Yeah, I feel it's more, people are very humble here, but they're very polite. They're very mm-hmm. humble every time. And I feel they're meek as well. So when we were discussing recent days, we're doing Abraham and Isaac, we were thinking how meek they were. Right? And though they had the ability to do anything, but they were still meek and everything. So, yeah.
People are going to listen to this from all over, from USA, England, UK, Australia, whatever. What would you want them to pray for Cambodia? Like, what would you tell them to pray for Cambodia?
Praying for Cambodia's ecclesias, like praying for a lot of isolated people around here. I would pray for more laborers. I would ask them to pray for more labors here because we have more harvest here.
Mm-hmm.
But the labors are very few. So personally, I would be asking to pray for more labors and more field workers in Cambodia so that it could help us to build a ecclesia and the kingdom here more.
So you mean more people who can teach classes or?
Yes.
That kind of laborers you want?
Yeah. I could ask prayer for more resources here.
Mm. The hang up is that there's not enough teachers?
Yes. It's one Zach and I currently. And we have a couple of young people now. We are encouraging them to teach, but we're still good. We have more teachers.
Right.
What do you think of the things in Cambodia, Mike?
Me? I don't know. I haven't been there. I'd like to go.
Well, you should for the Bible school, God willing.
Yeah, I should. I need to come.
We can help you babysit your kids. Don't worry.
I should just bring the children, but maybe I'll come alone. We'll see. I'd love to see Zach again.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems like there is, like you're right, there's so much work to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So many people. But I do like, we get the pictures of the ecclesia every Sunday. So it seems like at Phnom Penh there. So it seems like
there's
a good group meeting every week, which is good.
Yes. Yeah. We also have a good Sunday school. We started with 4 kids in January, and now we have like 47 to 48
children. Oh, wow. Wonderful.
Yeah. That's and great. And a local brother called Brother Mehong, he took the in charge. And yeah, it's more run by the young people here.
Oh, good.
Just really nice. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, I'm glad that Duncan and Jillian got there this year, a couple months ago. That was good.
Yeah, it was a great visit with them and great travel with them.
Yeah, they're funny, huh?
They were doing the country and sometimes the truck broke down. We made them to push the truck. Duncan was pushing the truck on the road sometimes. Huh?
That's funny.
Yeah.
When is the Bible school?
29th of December, God willing, till the 3rd.
Okay.
So the venue is really good. We have found a nice, beautiful venue for this year's Bible school. And
oh, good.
Yep.
Who's coming? Do you know who's coming to teach it?
John Popo and Michael Hewitt.
Oh, good. Wow.
John Popo is doing on the ladies and the Bible, and Michael Hewitt on, ecclesial roles and other things. Yeah.
Nice. That'd be good. And when are you planning on going back to India next?
So initially my plan was 3 months when I planned Cambodia when I came here. It became 6 months, now it's 1 year. So I would think of going back in May, because when I was talking with Luke and Jenna, until we have someone some more people, I could go back, like I don't want to leave the things that we started to
just go away.
Go away. So it'll be nice if we have someone else to replace with. So wait till then. So I think maybe next June, God willing.
Nice.
But I need to go for my Bible school in India, because
mm-hmm.
I do need to do the translations.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just, I don't have any solid plan for now. Like I'm just happy to stay here till the Lord leads. So,
yeah.
That's one thing, being single, it's easy, no commitments.
Right, makes it easy to move around, yeah.
Yeah. But my sister's thinking of coming here for 6 months, maybe, because she's going to move to the UK next year for a master's. She's a dentist.
Oh, nice.
She's going for a master's in dental surgeon to UK, but she has a 6-month buffer time. She was wondering if she could do it. If she comes, maybe it could be a bit of help for my Sunday schools and a bit of missing out home field sometimes could go off.
Yeah, that'd be good. Oh, are you the oldest? How many? Because you have a younger brother as well, right?
I have a younger brother. I have 3 sisters.
Oh wow! Okay.
I'm the oldest.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you for this time. It's good to talk with you.
Sure, brother. Thank you.